Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Quick little PSA here before we get into the episode. So as I record this late Sunday night, early Monday morning, Vaughn and I actually recorded this podcast on Friday afternoon. We knew that Worley was going to head to Florida State, so we decided to just take it upon ourselves to record the podcast. Somewhere in there, we speculated about an offer that hasn't come yet for four-star point guard Frankie Collins. Collins was offered by Michigan heading into the weekend, so Frankie Collins has an offer. We talk about it as if he doesn't have an offer in this show. So that's what happened here. Enjoy the show and have a good start to your week.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of the Maize and Brew podcast here, of course, on maizeandbrew.com. My name is Vaughn Lozon, and we are going to talk about some Michigan hoops recruiting today. Everybody's favorite topic, especially during this pandemic, when there's not really a whole lot much else to talk about today. I am joined by our site team lead, Anthony Broom. Anthony, how are you doing, sir?
It's good to be back. Always good to, feels like me and you kind of have struck a rapport lately of chatting about basketball recruiting. I mean, there was already a rapport there, but you know, it's good to be back. Good to talk.
The rapport has been there for about a decade now, Anthony. Me and Anthony go way back to good old Trenton High School.
Yeah, shout out to the Trojans.
Yeah, shout out to those Trojans. So yes, the rapport is definitely there, especially for hoops recruiting. It's been good talking to you about it, and hopefully the listeners do enjoy that. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Considering the fact that Michigan, again, it seems like we've been talking about this a lot more recently than what we would probably hope for, but once again swung and missed on another five-star prospect, this time Jalen Worley, who is a combo guard, decided to commit to Florida State. He also is considering U of M, Virginia, Oregon, Memphis, and Miami. He committed on Sunday afternoon to the Seminoles. All the crystal balls were for Florida State, so it was kind of just a matter of when, not if. He had about 8 predictions to Florida State, so everybody seemingly had Florida State as the favorite. So he's the number 23 overall prospect on the composite, number 3 overall combo guard, and the number 1 player in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, big miss here, Anthony, because Michigan really needs a guy like Worley in this class, a ball-handling point guard who can kind of do a little bit of everything, can cover multiple positions on defense, and can kind of lead the way on offense. So they're going to have to look into a few different prospects at this point. But yeah, I mean, in all reality, a pretty big miss here for Juwan Howard.
Yeah, it is a big miss. Five-star guy, by far probably the highest-ranked point guard that they were realistically in on. So it hurts. When he announced that he was going to be making this commitment, I believe it was sometime early last weekend when he gave notice. And, you know, once that came down, he said that he'd already made his decision. And then we started to see the crystal balls roll into Florida State. So it's not a huge surprise. He did try to throw some people off of his scent by saying, oh, I'll, you know, sending out one of those tweets. We see this on the recruiting trail all the time. Oh, all these experts think they know where I'm going. It's like, nah, well, do what you can. It kind of sucks that if you're trying to build hype for an announcement that all these people would be, you know, the information would get out, but
yeah,
hey, it is what it is. It doesn't seem like he's too worried about it, but yeah, for Michigan, it is a big loss because you look at what they brought in so far. They've added some scoring punch on the wing and Kobe Bufkin and Isaiah Barnes. You've got a nice little project at the four with Will Cheddar. You're really missing right now a ball handling point guard. And, you know, Worley was more of a combo guard type guy. Maybe not a pure point, but someone who could handle the ball there and someone who certainly would have filled that role, a guy that you want the ball in his hands. But I don't remember if it was here before that I've said this or on one of the mailbag shows where I said this, but it's just kind of one of those things where this is where a postseason kind of hurt Michigan in that people still don't really know what Juwan Howard is as a head coach. And it's still a work in progress on the trail. They've, you know, the biggest names that they've realistically been in on, they've kind of swung and missed on. And I think it's going to take them, you know, to continue winning, to continue to maybe win at a clip, sort of like they did in the John Beilein era, to still have the ear of some of these elite prospects. Now, there's still a lot of good players still on the board in terms of point guard. We'll talk about those candidates here in a little bit. Not quite as highly rated, maybe more guys that are, you know, 2-3-4 year players as opposed to Worley, who's maybe a 1 or 2 year guy. So it changes maybe the trajectory in the here and now, or at least the, you know, for the 2021-2022 season. But, you know, in the here and now with nobody's name really projected to fill that spot right now. Yeah, it is kind of a big miss because I thought that they had a really good chance of landing him. So it is disappointing, but you know, the work goes on. All is not lost.
Yeah, all is not lost. And yeah, I thought they had a really good shot too because Phil Martelli goes way back with the Worley family. I believe he coached his father and his uncle back in the day. So definitely a big miss there. But like you said, all is not lost. They'll have to continue and forge ahead and look at some other candidates here for the point guard position because they're going to need one in this class. There's no doubt about it. So a couple guys that really stick out to me right off the bat are there's one guy that they just offered within the last week. His name is Carter Witt. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. He's a top 100 guy, 6'3", 170. He is a pure point guard. He doesn't have an offer from the University of North Carolina, but one would imagine that would probably be a tough one to pull away from the state of North Carolina. But he's got the Michigan offer. He's got Alabama and also listed as warm on his 24/7 profile are, interestingly enough, Boston College, Virginia Tech, and Wake Forest. He's got some pretty good other offers, though, from Indiana, Florida, Maryland, Tennessee's in there. Virginia offered him as well. So pretty good prospect there. And then Frankie Collins is another guy who, interestingly enough, again, Michigan has not offered him. But Michigan was included in his top eight, which he released back on July 11th, along with USC and Kansas, Georgetown and a few other pretty good schools there. But yeah, so I would probably list those two guys as some pretty good candidates. Obviously he has some pretty good interest in U of M, even though Michigan has not sent him an offer yet, but one would imagine that, hey, maybe one comes his way eventually if the interest is there, and they really, really are digging deep into the arsenal of point guards. If all of these guys just keep committing elsewhere, maybe they do look into Frankie Collins a little bit. Obviously, we'll see if that happens or not. But he is the number 57 overall recruit on the composite, number 9 point guard. He's from Chandler, Arizona. So those are a couple guys that stick out to me right off the bat that Michigan will probably take a further look at now that Worley is committed elsewhere. But, you know, it a little concerning for me, Anthony, that they just have to keep looking elsewhere. It's not looking like they're going to get they obviously didn't get their plan A guy in Kennedy Chandler. Plan B is gone, so now you got to go to plan C, plan D, and try to find some other prospects to get on board. And and then you got to throw in Angeli Brizzi as well. He committed elsewhere too. So lots of point guards coming off the board, man, and they're going to have to think quick here because a lot of these kids are starting to commit now that the writing's kind of on the wall for this season. They're probably not going to be able to make any visits to these campuses. So, time's ticking.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors in life, whether they be big, small, or anywhere in between. And when we keep those bottled up, it can start to affect us in a negative way. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched up with a licensed therapist, and if for some reason that therapist isn't working out for you, you can switch at any time for no additional charge. Get life's challenges off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/blockm to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/blockm.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, and one of the names that you didn't mention there is Jaden Akins, who a lot of people kind of still have him as a favorite to land at Michigan State. I do wonder about that a little bit, only because, you know, we saw there were crystal balls that came in on him, I believe in early July, early to mid-July. Josh Henschke was one of them, and he doesn't really make, I mean, Josh is a friend of the site. He doesn't make predictions without like knowing some inside information. There's 3 crystal balls on him right now. One of them came in August of 2019, and then the other two, one was from Josh on July 6th, and the other was from Stephen Brooks of Spartan Tailgate on July 10th. Since then, things have been pretty quiet there, and I do think when you look at, you know, are they going to expand the board? Do you see Frankie Collins getting an offer soon? I would think he probably does soon, but I think with Worley falling through, I do think that Akins is a guy they're still going to work pretty hard. You know, when you look at how I don't know what the scholarship situation is like at Michigan State right now, but they're filling up pretty fast. And my understanding was that at one point, Michigan State's pitch to Kobe Bufkin, who's a Michigan commit, was, you know, we want you and Jaden Akins to play together. And, you know, when I look at what Akins brings to the table, you know, an in-state guy, there's a spot to play right away. I don't know if that's there at Michigan State because they've got, you know, Rocket Watts, you've got, you know, Foster Lawyer, you've got all these different guys at guard that Michigan State has, and Michigan has minutes available there to play right away. So I do think Akins is in the mix, and like I said, things have been kind of quiet there. So I do wonder if there is kind of a quiet push. I know Bufkin to me was a little bit of a surprise because that was just kind of like, oh, hey, he's making his decision soon and Michigan's the favorite. And we had kind of heard Michigan State for him for a while too. So I wouldn't sleep on him. Carter Witt, like I said, that's a guy who he's more of your like pass first point guard. Reminds me, I mean, he's bigger. I believe he's a little bit taller than what Aaron Kraft was at Ohio State. But when you think of guys in that mold, that's kind of, you know, he's more of like an Aaron Kraft or Xavier Simpson, whereas, you know, some of these other guys are more, you know, ball handling scoring guards. I do like Frankie Collins a lot too. I think that there are some questions about his shooting percentages on jumpers, but he is an athletic guy, and I do think there is some bubbling interest there. So once things kind of settle down, maybe if Jaden Akins comes off the board, that's when you see an offer go out to Carter Witt, to Frankie Collins. But yeah, like I said, there are names still there, and there might be names we hear about soon. Maybe they've got pretty much offers in on as many right now, as many top guys as you could imagine they would, with that being such a big need. But maybe we start seeing that board expand a little bit here soon with names we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But looking at Michigan State's scholarship offers here on their 24/7 sports website, they've only got one point guard offered, and that is Jaden Akins. And they really only have a few offers in this class in general. And most of them are either already committed to Michigan State or somewhere else. There's only a few guys on their scholarship offer list that have not committed, and Akins is one of them. So, yeah, I mean, it's looking like they're going all out for him at the point guard position, but we'll certainly see if.
Yeah, I think the question there too might be like I said, I don't, in front of me, and shame on me maybe for not being as prepared as I could be. I'll look it up here quick, but in terms of the spots that Michigan State has available, I know there's talk that Imani Bates might reclassify to 2021 as well. So
yeah, well, I don't think he winds up in college. Period.
Probably
quite
not.
Honestly,
but. Like I said, so, I'll look that up.
But yeah, I mean, there's always a chance, I guess. Well, they had two commits in their 2020 class, and then they had just a few, I believe, in 2019, because they had Rocket Watts. Yeah, so they had three commits in 2019, and then they also had a Joey Hauser transfer over from Marquette, which they're still waiting on him to get his eligibility too. So you got to factor that in as well. And then obviously Cassius Winston is now gone, and Tillman I think is gone now too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I think the spots will be there. If they want to take in Akins, who is another top 100 national recruit, 6'3", 160 from Farmington. So he's a local kid, number 10 overall point guard in the entire country. So very talented, very highly thought of. Obviously, they've got Michigan State going after him, but Florida also made his top list. DePaul is another school that he is very interested in. Mississippi State, oddly enough, is another school that he's interested in. And then Northwestern as well. So got a lot of good schools, both academically and on the basketball floor that are going after him. So yeah, but going back to Michigan here,
but real quick, it is worth mentioning that Jaden Akins will be playing on the same prep team with Imani Bates, I believe, this year. So, again, maybe that is closer to being a done deal. But it's just been quiet lately. Usually when those guys put crystal balls in, something is kind of imminent, and it's been over a month now. So
yeah, well, the you said the crystal balls were in early July, correct? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he released his top list toward the end of July. So I don't know if they were thinking that a commitment was imminent when they put those crystal balls in, but the fact that he released a top list about a week or week and a half after the fact of those crystal balls. Yeah. I mean, that may have been what it was. So yeah, I wouldn't call it a done deal by any means. I think they're still going to recruit him until the bell, but I think Michigan State probably is the favorite there at this moment. So I don't think it would be a bad thing to necessarily send an offer the way of Frankie Collins
and maybe
take a further look into him. It's time to keep shopping. You know, it's kind of like in the middle of the pandemic when you couldn't find any of the name brand stuff at Meijer. If you were out grocery shopping, you had to get the off brand stuff. Well, I I don't want to call these kids off brand by any means, but it's kind of what they're going after at this point are the D-list options, option D, option E. I mean, they're really digging deep into the pocket here to pull something out. So
we're talking grocery shopping and food, and you're very much speaking.
I'm going to make you hungry,
now.
Huh?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, but at the end of the day, bottom line, if they have to end up taking somebody else, they're still going to be a top 100 kid, I think. If they're going after Collins and they're going after Carter Witt and they're going after Akins, these are still top 100 kids that are highly thought of. Obviously, these aren't the guys that Michigan wanted. If it were up to Michigan, they would have taken Jalen Warley or they would have taken Jaden Hardy, the combo guard from Nevada. They would have taken some of those other
you know
really
what it says
highly
to me,
skilled guys.
It kind of tells me if you're gonna whiff on some of these top guys, and whiff sounds mean, but it's the first
it's,
word
that
came
the
to
truth.
Mind.
It's
but
the truth.
You know, if you're gonna miss on some of those top guys, they really need Zeb Jackson to come in and be a dude, which is why I think it's not the worst thing in the world that they're not too terribly deep at point guard this year, because I think he's gonna play and he'll be important for next year. Yeah. I think that he's going to be one of those 3 to 4 year guys. So he was a John Beilein commit. He wasn't necessarily a Juwan Howard recruit, but he might be the most important prospect, you know, on this roster right now when you
Agreed.
Look at the trajectory of the next couple seasons. So we'll see what happens with him.
Yeah, I agree. I think Zeb Jackson's development is going to be very telling of what happens here, not only just with how the team plays, but also with the way that they end up recruiting the position moving forward. So yeah, I agree with that sentiment completely. That's about really all I got today, Anthony. Was there anything else that you wanted to hit on real quick before we hit the old dusty trail here on another Hoops podcast?
Well, there have been some good recruiting weekends in the last couple of months, really since the pandemic hit, but this was not completely one of them. So
no,
maybe next time, but the beat goes on. You feel good for the most part about where the classes in both other sports are, and yeah, you move on. It's not going to ruin my weekend.
No, you can't let it ruin the weekend. And yeah, like you said, there have been some good ones, some bad ones. This one just happens to be filed in the bad category, but at the end of the day, Michigan still got a top 10 class in both football and basketball. So all is not too bad
nope.
in the world of recruiting. So we'll just see how it all plays out. But yeah, I'm interested to see what goes on here with Frankie Collins. I'm particularly interested there, but we will just wait another day and see what happens. So thank you everybody for listening to us today. You can follow me on Twitter at @Vaughn_Lozon. And Anthony, where are you at on Twitter?
Follow me on Twitter at Anthony T. Broom.
Be sure to follow Maize and Brew on every social media platform that you have, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just search Maize and Brew. Be sure to give us a like and a subscription here on all of our podcasts here as well on maizeandbrew.com. Until next time, I appreciate all of you listening. I am Vaughn Lozon. He is Anthony Broom. Talk to you later.